bitten. The ripest of the ripe blackberries, the weeping ones whose sweetness is leaking, spicy sugars condensing even more as they evaporate, thicken. Those inky, tempting few have fans, seekers like me, but vastly more difficult to see. As I pick, trying to find the ripest and sweetest, rejecting those too soft, oozy and falling apart, feeling my way while standing tiptoe, fingers outstretched in afternoon heat, fingertip nerve endings trying to see for me through thorny, leaf-obscured clusters. Moments later, my fingers locate an especially ripe-feeling berry, which I pop directly into my mouth without looking, letting its pungent sweetness flood my taste buds. When the delirium of flavor fades, I am left with something new. Three tiny growths on the wall of my grateful cheek. I run my tongue over one and it comes away, then reach in with a stained finger and scrape away another. It takes a moment, eyes finding focus on a tiny mass at the edge of my nail, inches in front of my nose. Red and black. Another ant. One of three that rode this ripe blackberry into the cavern of my open mouth and declared war. Strange realization, standing there alone, surrounded by birdsong and berry scent, beneath a blue sky at the edge of a wild river, beside a thorny bramble, that the walls of my inner cheeks did not sting when bitten like fingers do. I reach in and scrape away the final warrior, bite down, and immediately, pungent, aromatic, the bitter taste of formic acid rolls through my entire mouth, prompting me to reach quickly for the first mostly ripe, antless berry I can find, to chew and roll around my mouth to mask that acrid flavor. Ant sacrifice tastes bitter. I reach into the bramble again, past 100 curved needle thorns, to try to reach those last few fat berries in the unfinished cluster. And again, sudden pinching stings between my fingers, a momentary sense of alarm and a careless, hasty retreat. Perhaps a dozen of those 100 curved thorns find purchase between my wrist and elbow, forcing me to stop, move forward, turn, rethink, drop the berries in my clutch. Enough, I think, and move downstream 3 or 4 feet once I am finally freed, willing to admit defeat, to leave the remainder of their pregnant patch to them, that army of red and black. There are more than enough droops for jam and ants. No need to escalate a foolish boundary war in a land simply dripping with ink-colored honey. You've been listening to David Perry. I hope you enjoyed this collection of memories, and I hope you'll come back for more.